Hello, this is Laura Mvula. You're listening to Raw 1251 AM.
It's been 3 years since you did Sing to the Moon. I mean, I don't want to beat around the bush. You've had a pretty rough time with it.
Yeah.
So, which means that, you know, the sound has changed in the meantime. This is darker and more... It's more sombre, but at the same time, very empowering. So, like, how would you describe how the sound's changed?
Yeah, like that. It's just got... it's got some fire.
Yeah.
I think before, when I think of Sing to the Moon, I see myself as like a little mouse. Mm. Like, it was really, I was just sort of peeping over the piano, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, okay, let me just sing these songs and get the hell out of here.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the dreaming room is like, oh, I actually want to be here and listen to this.
Mm-hmm. we've got our radio playlist every week, and we've had Overcome on there.
Oh, brilliant.
We've had Phenomenal Woman on there. I want to ask you about Phenomenal Woman, because the lyrics and like the inspiration from that is from
Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou. And I do English, and so like poetry is sort of a big thing.
Yeah,
so like, how did she influence you with the writing of that?
Well, you know, I want to read more generally. I wish I did read much more, but Maya Angelou is one of few authors that I tend to have read everything that she's written, and so I feel like I'm used to her internal voice, like her creative voice. Like, I feel like it's probably influenced me on some subconscious level. And then with the wonders of YouTube, you can listen to endless interviews and videos of her reciting her own poetry, and I tend to, like, when I'm in a weird spot, or either creatively or personally, sit down and listen to somebody who inspires me. And Maya is one of those people, those voices that just seems to reverberate. When I hear her, I'm not just essentially listening to words, it's the way she says what she says. And so Phenomenal Woman, I mean, there's two poems, the most famous, Still I Rise, or I Rise poem, and then Phenomenal Woman, which I knew less well. So I put it on just like when I was getting having a shower. And I was really sort of deeply moved by it, and I felt, you know, it sounds cliche, but I felt like she was talking to me. So I was like, well, you know, the language I know how to be creative with is music. So what can I bring to sort of interpret this piece of art? And so I started, I literally played over her speaking the poem. So on my laptop, YouTube is up, press play. GarageBand is up, going to GarageBand.
Oh, yeah, the Apple
play
stuff,
over.
Yeah.
So I was playing over her, you know. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Chord. And then I was like, okay, this is a song.
Yeah, brilliant. And so it's like that was this part.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a local girl.
Yes,
you're performing to a home crowd tonight.
Yes, I am.
Is that any different for you, sort of coming back? Like, is that more special? Like, is it more
pressure?
Is it more pressurized?
Yeah, but mainly because this is it's this town that raised me musically. Here are some of my biggest musical inspirations or teachers, literal teachers.
Because you're at the conservatory,
that's right. Yeah. And I know a couple of people will be out tonight, people that I studied with.
Yeah.
And it's one thing watching from afar, like, oh yeah, saw you on TV, yeah, saw you on whatever. But, you know, there's nowhere to hide in a live performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a thing about whether it's good or not. It's more like, I just always want people to get it.
Yeah.
To connect with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I hate the kind of, yeah, I saw it, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And it sort of washes over.
Oh, God. I'd rather someone say, yeah. Oh, that she's so shit.
Yeah, because that way they've got like a response.
You didn't get it. It's cool, man.
Because that's one thing that's said about you, in that when you... I mean, this is just, you know, from what... Because I've never seen you lot away tonight, but apparently you do have that connection with people. It feels like you're singing to
them. You know. And that's for me what it's... That's all I really have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've faced it a long time ago when the pop band Eternal came out, but I'm not a pop singer as much as I would want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I put on my khaki pants and my and cat boots and and the hats and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just, obviously that's not what kids wear today, but you know, I'm just not that.
Mm-hmm.
What I have is my heart and mind, and musically I have a hunger to always make music that I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, somewhere in my mind, I'm hoping that it connects with the next person.
Yeah.
I'm lucky in that I've always had people directly around me, like surrounding me, that are great sounding boards.
Mm-hmm.
They're people that kind of go, oh yeah, I feel that. Or they just don't.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, because I mean, that's it. Because I mean, if you're surrounded with people, that way you can bounce off them.
Exactly.
You're very modest and you say that's all you have, like,
because
you're not like most sort of people who've had the success you've had, and that you strike me as sort of being quite like, you're not someone who would say, oh, I'm a star, you know, like,
don't be fooled.
Yeah, no, but like, what's living with fame like to you? How do you
I think part of it is that I don't. Yeah, it like, the fame thing, it's like, it's a weird thing. Because I'm me, I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Do you know?
Yeah, because you don't have the outside perspective looking in, yeah.
Other than literally having, I can only, like, anybody else talk to one person at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard your album. To me, I guess because I grew up in church and also studied music, it's no different from someone saying, yeah, I was at your performance the other day.
Yeah, or, right.
Yeah, somebody showed me that thing that you did. It was wicked. Mm-hmm. Or like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing when it gets a bit weird is, I'd say TV land was a bit like...
Yeah, all right. Because, yeah, I've seen you on... First time I saw was on Jules Holland.
And
you know, that is very glam, you know, because he goes around with cameras and it's all a bit sort
of... It's the moment, like... And I have to say, that's the most musical of those moments. So you can imagine, you know, TV is what makes it a bit of a distorted experience. But, you know, I enjoy making music. That's what I focus on. Mm-hmm. And luckily I've got people around me who just want to make music and everything else. They're just... Mm-hmm. Oblivious to,
Just as a sort of a throwaway thing, maybe to finish on, I was in preparation for this, because I was bricking it. Mm-hmm. I was like, God, I better read up on like some other interviews you've done. I was reading, I think you were in Manchester the other day, and some wine got knocked over in the front row, and it was over someone that you used to teach.
Yes.
I mean, that just sort of really. Yeah,
from Burnt.
So that just sort of emphasises to me like the connection you do have with.
I mean, he was John, bless him, what a talented kid. I mean, I do feel a bit of a fraud because I wasn't a very good teacher, but I did enjoy just spending time with people going, oh, how can we make this convincing or believable, or like, you know, with some good technique. And you know, I was lucky to, you know, be able to teach some of these kids, so it was wicked that he was there.
No, it's great, and I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you tonight.
I've bought
my girlfriend. I've been drip feeding her your songs all week.
Amazing,
like, isn't she great? So, so thank you so much for your time. That's amazing. And your head don't reach the sky. Take your broken wings and fly.